Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for the dumbest argument ever. Alyssa is here today. Alyssa, congratulations. You're having a dumb argument with someone? Is that what I'm on? Is that how I understand
congrats.
It?
Congrats.
I guess, yeah.
What's going on?
It is the dumbest argument ever. It's crazy. So my boyfriend and I were in the car the other day. Somehow we started talking about the front, what I referred to as the front window. And he got really angry and was like, no, it's the front windshield. And I was like, it's the front window. Like, there's the side window, there's the back window. It's the same. It's glass. You know what I mean? It's the same as every other window.
Right.
And he just was like, he wouldn't let it go. And he was fixated on explaining to me how it's the front windshield, how it, you know, shields the wind and it's in the front and that it's different. And I didn't understand. I was just like, but you don't say it's the back windshield. You know what I mean? So it just snowballed into this huge argument over a window. And,
or a windshield.
I'm like, or, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like a big deal, but now it is a big deal.
Right.
Because I'm really upset about it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let it go. And now I don't want to let it go.
The dumbest arguments are the ones that really get the most heated. I mean, people have screamed and yelled at each other over dumb stuff.
That is true.
The dumbest argument we've ever had.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. Hang on. What's your boyfriend's name?
Greg.
All right. Let's call Greg and get his side of the story here.
Hello?
Greg.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm okay.
Fantastic.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. You really sound like you're doing good. Greg, it's Mark K, by the way. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Greg.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big A Morning Mass.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You're so nice.
You really are. You really are.
Usually people are like, why the hell are you calling?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, your girlfriend Alyssa joins us, too.
What's up?
Oh, there goes the nice.
We heard about the windshield versus window argument.
Oh, come on. This is about that?
Yes. Yes, this is about that. You apparently made her feel really bad and got into a heated argument with her about the windshield in the car.
Oh, well, it wasn't a heated argument, but my goodness, she said, you know, what's that? You know, we were driving somewhere and she said, what's that smudge on the window? And I was like, where? She's pointing to the front, which is clearly the windshield. And she said it made no difference. It makes a big difference. It's a part of the car, you know. It's a windshield. No one calls it a window.
It is called a windshield, but technically she's right, though, because it's a window. You can see through it. It's glass, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, let's call things, you know, the names that we want to instead of the names that they are. That's a windshield. It shields the wind. It has, you don't have window wipers on there. You have windshield wipers.
Well, that is an excellent point. You do have windshield wipers on your windshield.
Come on.
You could probably call them window wipers, too, because that's what they do.
Well, except it's a windshield.
Well, that doesn't make sense because you have one on the back window, too. Same thing.
What, a windshield wiper?
Yes.
But it's not called that. It's just a rear wiper. It's not,
I mean,
you only have one windshield
on
the car.
Windows? Like, I don't understand.
It's okay.
Well, I just, like, you're being all calm now. You were, like, crazy the other day.
Okay. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595 Is it a front window or is it a windshield or does it even matter? It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back. Is it a windshield or is it the front window of the car? 340-9595. That's the dumb argument we've gotten in the middle of today. Tay from Stark, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, good, Tay. What'd you want to say?
Well, it's clearly called a windshield, but I mean, some people say potatoes, some people say potatoes, some people say tomatoes, some people say tomatoes, so I don't think it'll make a big difference to some people.
But those are all spelled the same.
Right. It would be like windshield or windshield.
I get what the guy is saying. You know, you got your windshield wipers on your windshield.
Right.
You have your window wipers on your window.
Right. No, I mean, no, I've never heard anyone actually call it a window.
Me neither. I'm sitting here like, what? Because if that's the case, then, I mean, I drive a truck, so that means all four of my door windows should have their own wiper blades on.
Yeah.
Correct?
Or why are they called windshields? Like, why don't you call it the side windshield? Because really, all the windows are shielding you from the wind.
It's true.
Unless they're down. Tiffany from Arlington, how are you?
Are
you good?
How are you?
Hey, good, Tiffany. What's your take?
It is a windshield.
It's a windshield.
That's why they put it on a car. The cars didn't used to have them. And the wind kept blowing in their face, so they put a windshield. And there's not a song saying, sometimes you're the window, sometimes you're the bug. It's sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. It's a windshield.
Megan doesn't know it's a country song.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you're the windshield.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you're the bug. Was that Shania Twain? Who is that?
I don't know, but my daughter wants to say hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right. Hey, thanks. She's done with the conversation.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know.
Bye. Like, whatever. Say hi to my kid. Let's just do this. Hi, all kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Alyssa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you think?
Windshield.
Windshield. So it never should be called a window.
No, when I hear window, I'm thinking about the passenger or driver window.
Yeah.
The thing is, women already have a bad rap for driving and parking and anything else related to an automobile. The least that one could do was learn the terminology.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Sometimes women do have trouble with the car parts and things like that.
So. Sometimes so do men.
That's true.
And by sometimes, I mean a lot of times.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fair. Sherry from East Arlington, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good, Sherry. What do you call it? The windshield or is it a window?
I call it a windshield.
Okay. But could you see how some people would call it a window?
Yeah, but you know what? I ride a Harley. And on a bike, it's called the windshield because it stops the wind from blowing in our face.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
On a Harley, it's totally a windshield.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's also nothing on top of it.
Right.
So I feel like that makes it.
And then on the side windows, I call them the front windows or the back windows. So.
Wait, you call the side windows the front windows?
Front windows, back windows, and then the windshield, yes.
What do you call the window in the back of your car?
Back shield.
You call the back shield? Really?
No.
Oh, all right. Hey,
I don't feel like any of these are wrong answers. Like,
feel like back shield is wrong?
It could be a back shield.
It's not a back shield.
She's not wrong. It's shielding the back. About it.
I don't know about that. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing good.
Oh, good, Daniel. What do you think?
Well, the huge difference between windshield and window, you can open a window, you cannot open a windshield. B, if I call and order parts for my customers' cars and I say window, they're going to ask passenger or driver's side.
Well, that's what I said, but we have a I said the same thing, but then Mark said we have a window here in the studio, but it doesn't go down. It's just like a glass that we can see through.
Yeah, like a window is just a pane of glass. Like, I mean, the rear window's a window and it doesn't go down in the car.
Yeah.
No, it's a back windshield.
It's called the back windshield?
It is a rear windshield.
Okay, so what about, like, a window in general doesn't always have to go down.
Right.
But that's the deal. Well, you can open them. Sometimes they slide, like the house window. Your house windows will fold open, or you can slide them down.
What if you have a window that doesn't open, like a window in a front door, for example?
Yeah.
The door opens. It's a window.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. All right, so that's the technical side. When you go to order car parts, you're ordering... the window. Jennifer from the West Side, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Jennifer, what's your take?
My take is that windows go up and down, just like the windows in your house. A windshield does not.
Okay, let me ask you this.
That's what I said too, but then you made a good point, Mark.
Let me ask you this. Let's say, have you ever gone to someone's house and they have a door and there's like a pane of glass in the door, like a window, or there's a or there's sometimes decorative windows, stained glass windows, for example. They don't open.
No, they don't.
But if it's on a door, it's just called a door. It's not called a window.
Yeah, it's just part of the door.
Well, what if it's one of those circular windows in the side of the house that doesn't open? It's just pretty.
Okay, well, I have one on my front door. Uh-huh. And, you know, you don't get to see out of them very well either.
What about a bay window? Bay windows don't go up and down.
What is it?
A bay window. You know, like those three-paneled windows that are really...
So my window that you can see bay through?
Yes, they do.
Sorry, that was so stupid. I just had to.
A bay window, or as I like to call it, a mirror.
Oh,
because when I look in it, I see bay.
Gross.
Okay. This is Melissa from the West Side. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you call that piece of glass in the front of your car?
It's a windshield.
It's a windshield.
If
all
someone
right.
says your front window, that would be like your driver's window or your passenger front door.
See, I call that the driver's side and the passenger side windows.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's also your front window, not your windshield.
Yeah. I don't know what I would, I don't know if I'd call that the front window. That's interesting. Christina.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, good, Christina. What's your take?
I think this is very simple to figure this out. Windows can be opened. Windshields cannot. So clearly the front is a windshield and the rest are windows.
I don't agree with that statement.
Well, you can't open a windshield.
But you can have a window that doesn't open.
Not in a car.
That's not true either, because in my
but
car,
would,
we have this little...
Then, though.
But there's like a little corner window. It's a little...
It pops out though, doesn't it?
No, it just sits there and it's like a little corner piece of triangle glass.
Oh, that's true. I have that too.
It's attached to the window though, right?
No, it's in its own little separate compartment.
I have that too, I
right.
think.
And that's clearly a window.
Yeah.
But it doesn't open.
It's like so small.
All right, well, you shot my theory down this morning.
So. Well, I mean, I didn't mean
no, that was exactly what I said, but then he shot my theory down, too.
What about the sunroof? Is that a window?
That's on the roof.
But
that's
it opens.
A completely different topic. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right. Oh, good. I'm going to tune in for that. Hey, thanks for coming.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.